But I actually met the last priest who served the Blaskets, who served as priest to the Blaskets. Mm-hmm. The way they served the people on the Blaskets, and my mother is an Islander, so I'm very biased here. Mm-hmm. All of the men on the Blaskets considered it mass. They went across to Dunquin, to Dunkeen, and they would bring either a younger boy or an older man with them. So it was the men's day out, Sunday. They had to row 4 miles in Currachs,
yes,
to Dunquin to get to mass. But the women on the were left behind on the island because they'd either be pregnant or breastfeeding or have three babies maybe at the same time. And the priest served them by going to the island once a year to serve mass.
Stop
it. That's it, once a year.
That's when they get the Eucharist.
Yeah, so like people, when you read Peg, people always go on and say, oh, she was an awful old craw thumper, she was always saying prayers and all this. They never got mass from one end of the year to the other.
And then the mother was supposed to be passing on the faith to the children.
That's right. So, I mean, it was actually, I actually met him in a group and nobody wanted to be very hard on him, but so she said, and why didn't she go across to the... Why didn't she, there was one priest to be rowed across to the island. Why didn't she go across
at
to the island?
At least once a month, anyway.
I said, I know, that's just the way it was.
Yeah.
Did they say,
in other words, they weren't going to, they weren't going to go against the men because it was the men's big day out. Can you imagine the trouble they would have been?
Yes.
And was it a particular day you come over, would it be Easter Sunday or a particular...
It was a pattern day, I think, in May. I think it was in May, and there would do the first communion and things like
graves,
all in the one. Well, there was no, that was the big problem with the Blaskets and why it eventually was abandoned. They had no cemetery, they had no graveyard.
Right.
So they had to bring it to the mainland.
They had to go, they would have been buried in Dunquin,
which
would have been terrible hardship. The island my mother was in, there was a graveyard and people would just be buried. I mean, priests didn't come out and say mass, and it wasn't like today.
This is Jersey Island.
And if the priest might make an effort to go out for the burial, but he would actually stand on the mainland and you could view the graveyard from the mainland, so he would bless the grave from the mainland. And that in theory, theologically, was correct. He could see the grave and he would stand on the mainland and
say
the holy water and say the words.